We're going to be starting a discussion of understanding Chol HaMoed. I think perhaps one of the problems we have with coping with how to deal with the halachas of Chol HaMoed is because we don't really understand what Chol HaMoed is all about. What I put over here on the booklet is called the Itzuma Shel Yom, the essence of the day. How should one look at the status of, at least we'll talk about today, the malacha, the prohibition of doing work on Chol HaMoed? How exactly should that be analyzed and viewed? And I think based on that, once we have a deeper understanding, perhaps we'll be able to navigate our way through the halachas of Chol HaMoed. This is really an intro to understanding the background to the makeup of the day of Chol HaMoed. So we'll start off with the notion that one is not allowed to do certain types of activities on Chol HaMoed. We all know in the back of our head there are certain malachas that are not allowed on Chol HaMoed, but we don't really get clear what is mutter and what is not allowed, and we'll try to figure that out. So we'll start off with a very important Gemara in Chagiga. There's a Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches. It's almost a half an Amud. I put down a good chunk of it. The Gemara starts off with the Zogti Gemara. V'trevayu svirlu, both opinions in the Gemara hold the Chol HaMoed asa b'asiyas malacha, that there is a prohibition not to do work on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, Menon Emili, how do you know? How do you know you're not allowed to work on Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed is such a confusing day. On one hand, you know, we turn on light switches and we drive our cars and we turn on our phones, yet we know we're not allowed to go to work or other things, so it's very confusing. So the Gemara says, how do you know you're not allowed to do malach on Chol HaMoed? Now we're going to have to figure out today, I hope, we have 50 sources, I don't know how quick I can talk humanly to get to all of them, but we got to get down to this understanding of what exactly is not allowed on Chol HaMoed. But the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do malach on Chol HaMoed. How do you know? Zakti Gemara, the Tan Rabban. Es Chag HaMatzis Tishmar. It says in the Torah that the Chag HaMatzis, you should guard Shivas Yom. You should guard the Yom Tif of Pesach for 7 days. Says the Gemara, Limud Acholo Shel Moed She'asa Basiyas Malach. This pasuk teaches me that you're not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. How does this pasuk teach me I'm not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed? So Rashi writes in 1b, Darish Bey, the way you read the pasuk is like this, Es Chag HaMatzis Tishmor, you should guard the Yom Tif of Pesach. Guard it from what? So Rashi, V'chol Tishmor Azaras Loisasehu. Whenever it says Tishmar, we know Tishmar always means don't do something. Don't do what? What shouldn't I do for the whole Yom Tov of Pesach? Zok Rashi, Shamruhu min ha-malacha. It means that the entire Yom Tov of Pesach, which extends for 7 days, I'm not supposed to do malacha. What do you mean? A Yom Tov is only one day in the beginning and one day at the end. The answer, yeah, the middle days, what we call Chol HaMoed, is also not allowed to do malacha. That's one source. Then the Gemara number two has another source. Another brisa. Kol meleches avoida loisasu. It says all work of work. Kol meleches avoida. We spoke about this in Ishir before Yom Tov when we talked about avoida and malacha. The Ramban in his commentary to the Chumash pointed out one implies malacha and avoida. One is strenuous activity. One is pleasurable activity. You're not allowed to do either. You're not allowed to do anything. Limei, this teaches us like the Gemara, Al-Khoilu Shomoi Cha'as Basiyas Malacha. Did Rabbi Yosef Glili? Rabbi Yosef Glili learns from this pasuk that all malacha is not allowed, includes Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Akiva, Me'enet Tzarech, I don't need this pasuk, I remember, there's another pasuk. Eile Moedi Hashem. It says, these are the holidays of Hashem. B'makos M'dab, what's the pasuk talking about? Imber, Rishonim, it's along with the first day of the Yom Tif. Harik Vanem, already says, Shabboson. It's a day of rest. The Imber Shvi, Yak Vanem, Shabboson. It says in the pasuk, Eile Moedi Hashem, that they're supposed to be Shabboson. What Yom Tov are referring to? Says the Gemara, Ha'in Akos Medaber El B'Chol HaShemoyed is coming to refer to Chol HaMoed. Lam Nechad, teach me, She'aser B'Asiyas Malach. And then the Gemara concludes with one last brice. Etan Yidach, She'esh is Yomim Toich Chol Matzis, for 6 days you should eat Matzis, U'B'Yom HaShvi Yatzeres LaHashem. And the 7th day you should be in Atzeres to Hashem. Says the Gemara, Mashvi Yotzur, just like the 7th day, you're not allowed to do Malacha, Avshi She'yom HaMatzurin. The other 6 days are also held back. Held back from what? So maybe you'll tell me, the same way on Shvi Shal Pesach, I'm not allowed to do any type of malacha. Maybe on the first day, all the other days, I can't do any malacha. The 7th day of Pesach, that's when you're not allowed to have any malacha. But the power was given over to Chachamim. Loi malach to tell you eze yom asur veeze yom mutter. Which day eze malach asura veeze malach muteres? We have a mesorah given over to Chazal that they have the right to decide what is asur and what is not asur. This is the famous Gemara that everyone knows. That Chol HaMoed is one of those things that was given the power over to Chazal, because we all know Chol HaMoed is not like regular Yom Tov. There are leniencies. You don't have a leniency on the first day of Yom Tov called Davar Avod. No one's allowed to go to work on the first day. The answer is because this was Masru Chazal, was given over to Chazal to decide. So we have a bunch of Memre Chazal that are bringing out with Psukim, We always know whenever we're quoted a pasuk, the first question that runs through our mind is this a real drasha deraisa, or is it only an asmachta? It's only a derabban. So that's going to be a big bulk of today's discussion to figure out, is the issa malacha deraisa, or is the issa malacha only derabban, with its numerous nafkaminos. But I just want to go through some other gemaras before we get into the Rishonim, some other famous gemaras about Chol HaMoed. For example, we have a gemara Megillah. Did anyone notice what the Kriyas HaTorah was on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos? It was in Parshas Kisisa. You would be very hard pressed to find what was the connection between the laning on Shabbos Chol HaMoed and Sukkos. The best you'll find is it says the word Chag HaOsef. That's a referencing to Sukkos. So I spoke over Shal Shodas and Maishal, I spoke about the fact, why are we calling it Chag HaOsef? We normally refer to it as Chag HaSukkos. Why are we calling it Chag HaOsef? So I had a whole explanation. Well, Chag HaOsef represents the gathering of our produce, which is one of the things that happened on Sukkos. That represents our thinking that we run the world. Look at me, look what I produced. Shabbos is the opposite realization. Shabbos realization, I'm not in control because I take a day off. If I was really running my business, how can I take a day off? It makes absolutely no sense. Shabbos is the realization that we are not in control. Hashem is in control. So that's why it's called Chag HaOsef. But nonetheless, why is it red? So there's a Gemara Megillah, number 3. Zakti Gemara Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph. Amar Rav, Shabbos Shecholiyos B'chol Shomoyed. Every Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Bein Pesach, Bein Mesukkos, Mikra Karinon Re'ei Atah. The reading is always in the same place, Re'ei Atah. Where is Re'ei Atah? That's in the end of Parshas Kisisa, shortly after the story of the Chet Egel and the Tshuva that we get from the Chet Egel. Why? Why is that the reading for Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, Pesach, and Sukkos? Says Rashi, Shiyesha Mitzvah Shabbos, because that parasha has everything in it. It has Shabbos, Viragolim, and Zog Rashi, it even has Chol HaMoed. Where's Chol HaMoed in the Zog Rashi? Because it says it's Chag HaMatzis Tishmar. It says the Pasuk of Chag HaMatzis Tishmar. Now that was only one of the four sources of how do you know you're not allowed to do malacha and chol hamoed. But it says Rashi, it's got one of them. Umikan lamanu isa malacha v'chol hashamoed. And that was at least one of the sources. So maybe Rashi thinks we pass like that first opinion in the Gemara. That the real source for not doing malacha and chol hamoed is what? Es chag hamatzis tishmar. And since that pasuk is written in the Kriya of Parshas Kisisa, that's why we read Parshas Kisisa on Shabbos chol hamoed. Then there's another famous Gemara in Makkos. Says the Gemara of Amr of Sheshes, Meshomer of Lozman Azayah, Kol Amivaz Esamayadim. Anyone that embarrasses or insults the holidays, Kilu Oivir Avodah Zarah. It's as if he is doing Avodah Zarah. How do you know? It says the Gemara de Chesiv. It says in the Pasuk, Elohei Masech Eloi Sasaloch. You're not allowed to make idols. The Somachle, right next to it says, Eschag HaMatzis Tishmar. Now, what's the pasuk of Eschag HaMatzis Tishmar talking about? Says the Rivon, because at this point in Maseches Makkos, Rashi is no longer writing. It's taken over by his grandson, I think, or his son-in-law, the grandson, the Rivon. He writes, what does it mean, Mevaz Esamayadois? Choylo Shel Moed. This doesn't mean if you insult the first day of Pesach or the last day of Pesach or the first day of Sukkos or the last day of Sukkos. It means if you insult the Yom the Chol HaMoed. Why? Because Chag HaMatzis Tishmar, says the Rivon, is because this was the Makar where we learned out Chol HaMoed. The Isser of Melacha was learned out from the Pasuk of Chag HaMatzis Tishmar. What does it mean to insult the Mayadim? How do you insult Chol HaMoed? So there's a Mishnah in Perkei Avos, number 7. Perkei Avos, Perek Gimel. Rebbe Eliezer HaModei Oimer HaMechalos HaKotchim. Anyone who belittles Kotchim. V'HaMevaze Esamayadis. Anyone who insults the holidays. He goes to a whole bunch of things. Even if this person has a lot of Torah, he's a big Torah scholar. He's a big Baal Chesed. Very scary Mishnah. Person spends his whole life learning Torah, spends his whole life doing charity. He gets up to the next world, access denied. Why? Because he was mevazeh the mayadim. What does it mean to be mevazeh the mayadim? Says Rashi on his commentary to Avos number 8. Chilel choylo shel moed. He belittled the kedusha of Chol HaMoed. How? Ba'asiyas malacha, by doing activities that you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Oy, shenoyig behem minug choyl, ba'achilu b'shtiyo. Or you treated it like a weekday. You ate like you would on a weekday. You didn't give it the kedusha that Chol HaMoed requires. Tahoyl ve'enam chamurim b'yoyim kiyamtav, enam choyshus l'shamam kalayla. Says Rashi, why am I focusing on Chol HaMoed? Because everyone treats the first day of Pesach and the first day of Shavuos. Everyone treats the holidays with a lot of chashivas. But Chol HaMoed is that. It's Chol HaMoed. Says, no, that's what the Mishnah is telling you. If you mevazah the Chol HaMoed, if you don't treat Chol HaMoed the way it's supposed to be treated, which is what we need to learn about, you take a lose a chelik in Eilam Haba. Therefore, says Rashi, kol eila nafke michi devar Hashem baza. All these things are in a violation of the word of Hashem you're insulting. Shenayig ben minig bazon, you treat it like it's a regular day. Chol Moed is not a regular day. But it's such a confusing day. On one hand, we're allowed to do electricity, we're allowed to drive our car, and on one hand, we're perhaps allowed to go to work, but yet you tell me it's a Yom Tov. It's such a confusing day. So I believe because of the confusion, people just think, therefore, it can't be so Kaddish. The answer is no. It has Kedusha with a lot of leniencies. That's perhaps the more Torah way of looking at it. So we really need to get our head, and this is why we're going to spend some time really getting down to understand what the makeup of the day is. So therefore, I think personally, the better we understand it, perhaps we'll have a more sensitivity towards the day itself. So this is Rashi on Maseches Avos. Says the Rabbeinu Yoina in his commentary to the Mishnah Avos, also very scary. He says, "V'omar mikan ha-mevaze." What's the washing of mevaze? Mevaze means to embarrass. "V'le'omar ha-mechalol ha-sameyados." He doesn't say one who profanes it. What is a person called who doesn't keep Shabbos? He's mechalol Shabbos. So we'd say, well, if someone doesn't keep Chol HaMoed, he's mechalol Chol HaMoed. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, no. Mevaze is a different term. We're not talking about a person who violates it. We're talking about a person who's on Yom Tif. It's Chol HaMoed. It's not regular Yom Tif. It's Chol HaMoed. And he's mevaze it. Why? V'omru eilu hayomim eilam kedusha kol kach kiyam merishayinim. What does he say? He says that the Chol HaMoed is not like the first days of Yom Tov. It's not like the second days of Yom Tov, which is what we all say. We all say Chol HaMoed is like, you know, that in between. It's not as kadosh. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, "V'oisvem kol malacha." He does whatever he wants. V'tayeva oisu gamboish loyavush. He makes it into an abomination. He belittles Chol HaMoed. He says himself, Chol HaMoed doesn't count. Right? Chol HaMoed is just, you know, it's like the break between the first and the second days. Chas v'shalom. It's Yom Tov. How to treat it, we'll have to figure out. But says Rabbeinu Yoina, this is all a violation of Mevaze Esamayadus. So, we gotta be very careful how we treat Chol HaMoed, because many of us, I think perhaps not consciously, fall into this category of Mevaze Esamayadus. We look at Chol HaMoed as whatever, it's weekday with a twist, you know. It's weekday with like a longer davening or something like that. It's not true. It's Yom Tov. Huh? It's like Hanukkah, right? We gotta be on top of our game. And one last source, just to bring out the severity of Chol HaMoed before we get into the actual halacha, is an interesting Eliyahu Rabbah. The Shulchan Aruch records the minhag that we fast the Monday after Sukkot and Pesach. This is known as Bahab, not widely done today, but nonetheless was a common practice in the times of Rishonim and is recorded in Shulchan Aruch. So there are many reasons given why the Monday after Pesach and Sukkot. Right, the Mefarshim even ask, if you had to pick a Yom Tov that you should have a Bahab after, it should be Purim. Right, we all do things on Purim that perhaps we regret. We spoke about this in the past. If you're going to do anything on Purim that you're going to regret, you shouldn't drink on Purim. That's what the famous comment from the Bar Aloch is. If you're going to do anything that you shouldn't do, then don't drink. But nonetheless, if you had to pick a day, for example, they ask, we should have Bahab after Hanukkah. 8 days of Yom Tov, you're bound to slip up somewhere, you know, eat too many donuts, whatever it is. But why Pesach and Sukkot? So many reasons are given. Right, Stel Yerabba. One of the reasons given by the Torah is because they're festive days. Whenever we have festive days, we're bound to get ourselves into trouble. Because too much festivity leads itself into a bad place. Says Deli Rabba, V'koshkin shebekala odom oivir aveir behem, hatara mahitra malachas behem kichot stodin. He says, on top of that, after Yom Tov, people are very makel over Yom Tov. Right? We spent 3 weeks learning Hilchas Yom Tov before Yom Tov. Why? Because we learned what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do in Yom Tov. Many people say, oh, Yom Tov, everything is mutter. Like Yom Tov, everything goes on Yom Tov, because there's such a heter called Oichal Nefesh, so everything goes. Turn on the gas, turn, strike a match. No, not everything goes. There's rules and regulations. Says the Rabbi, many people have this thing that Yom Tov, anything goes. So he writes, they're very prone to sinning over Yom Tov. He says, why? Because davke sheish bem tzerich tzas. Daaf b'chol ha-moid lo hut rak dover ha-ovud. Even on chol ha-moid, you're not allowed to do whatever you want. It's only dover ha-ovud. Me-ha-keren. V'shein mechave melachte b'moid, and you're not allowed to plan it. Right? You're not allowed to plan a big business deal to have to happen on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to do that. Well, again, b'li neder, we will try to iron out all these details. U'kemat ein ish tzadik ba'aretz b'yom elu la'avar al divrei Torah al das mishen ariyoch. Says the Eli Rabba, who can say that they didn't sin over Yom Tov? And who can't say that they didn't do something wrong over Chol HaMoed? None of us can say with the certainty we didn't. So that's why we have to fast the Bahab. Not because we want to lose weight after eating too much, which most of us are guilty of, but we're guilty as well of perhaps not keeping any of the Chol HaMoed halachas or the regular Hilchos Yom Tov. So we have to really, yeah.
Can I just clarify? I think Bahab is not following Yom Tov, but the following Rosh Chodesh after Yom Tov.
Right, so in Nisan, we're not allowed to fast in the month of Nisan. Right. So we're not allowed to do it in Nisan, therefore we have to wait until we get out of Nisan and Tiir. Tishrei, to my knowledge, there is no such din, so we could technically...
The Yeshiva Gedola are doing Bahab next week.
They're waiting next week.
Yeah.
Why would that be? So I know by Nisan we wait till we get out of Nisan.
Right.
But I guess they want to get out of Tishrei also, I guess the same idea. So yeah, so it's always out of... It's not the Monday, Thursday directly after. We want to get out of the month first, correct. Okay, so now we have a little bit of a background to the severity of Chol HaMoed, but now we got to figure out, tachlis, what is the violation if someone does Malach on Chol HaMoed? Okay? Something which is not permitted on Chol HaMoed, whatever that may be, which, again, we'll have to get into all the nitty-gritties, but there are certain things you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. And if I do that on Chol HaMoed, am I transgressing an Isser D'Oraisa or merely an Isser D'Rabban? So if you'd say to yourself, we brought a Gemara in Chagiga, the Gemara in Chagiga had four or five sources, each one of those sources were all Pesukim in the Torah. So generally speaking, when we have something that's in the Torah, it usually becomes a D'Oraisa. However, we all know that there's always this wild card called Asmachta. It's not really what the Pesuk means, it's only an Asmachta, which then puts it on a rabbinic level. So you'll ask me, what's the difference? And my wife, every time I bring this up to my wife, something's also deraisa, she says, what's the difference? We keep derabbanans also. Yes, you're right, we keep derabbanans also, but we need to know, A, let's say you have a case of a suffix. Let's say I don't know if this is asr. So if it's an issa deraisa, suffix deraisa l'chumra. If this was being only an issa derabbanan, I could perhaps be more lenient. But we'll see, tonight there's another nafkamina. Perhaps. Let's say I do an activity on Chol HaMoed, which is asr. I was not allowed to do it. Am I allowed to derive pleasure from it? Someone called me up this year, Chol HaMoed. They never knew you're not allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. They never heard of such halach. Okay? And they've been running the laundry the whole Chol HaMoed. In middle of Chol HaMoed, someone told this lady, you're not allowed to do malacha. She wants to know, now that the laundry's done, is she allowed to wear it? Now again, to be fair and honest, laundry is probably a different type of malacha. It's in a different category. It's not in the category of malacha. It's more in the category of tircha, which we'll have to get into at a different time. But halacha maisa, let's say you do a real malacha. Let's say, for example, you take your shoes in to put on new heels. And you justify it by saying, well, I need to do it for Yom Tov. That's like, everyone thinks that Chol HaMoed the heter is, I need it for Yom Tov. That's like half a heter. We'll have to develop that. That's not a cross-the-board heter. But let's say a guy did it. And then he comes to the shir and he hears, you're not allowed to get your shoes fixed on Chol HaMoed. Is he allowed to wear those shoes? Maybe he's not allowed to wear them. Just like we know, if a person violates Shabbos accidentally or on purpose, he's not allowed to derive pleasure from the food on Shabbos. There's a knas. Machlokes is remain in Yehuda. How long? How what? We'll talk about it. So do you do the same thing here also? So we'll see if Shmuel Vazir develops the idea that he thinks it's going to depend on his melacha on Chol HaMoed deraisa or deraban. So let's get into it. There's many gemaras, but we're only going to focus on one gemara inside. There's a gemara Moed Katan.
You say not getting hanoah from it. If you did melacha on Chol HaMoed, do you mean on Chol HaMoed?
Yes.
Or on Yom Tov?
No, on Chol HaMoed. We'll see how long.
But if you did melacha on Chol HaMoed, you could still use that Yom Tov.
We'll see how long the issue will extend. Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll see. Shmir Shabbos Kachasa weighs in on that. So there's one gemara that I photocopied, and the rest of it we'll just see inside in the Rishayim. There's a gemara Moed Katan Daf Yud Aleph, where the Gemara is talking about Hilchas Avelos and Hilchas Chol HaMoed, what you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed and what an Avel is not allowed to do. And the Gemara starts off talking about an Avel. And this is the beginning, this is the opening Mishnah on the second parak of Moed Katan. The Mishnah starts talking about Hilchas Avelos and it concludes with Hilchas Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara points out why is that. Amrev Shishib Rei David, number 11. Zois Emeris, we learn from here, Dvarim HaMutarim B'Moed Asumim Me'avle. Something which you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, which is mutter under the banner of, let's say, Dover HaAvod, is still not permitted for an Avel. Fine. Rev Ashi Amar Loimi Boy Kama. No, the Mishnah is a loy mi boy be may avloy dimid rabbanan who. It goes without saying that malacha for an avil is only rabbinically or not allowed. Vishari in this certain case it's permitted. Elafilu b'moye de iser malacha midoy raisa. That the prohibition of doing malacha on Chol HaMoed says the Gemara is midoy raisa. Clear Gemara. The Gemara says that doing malacha on Chol HaMoed is an iser deraisa. Says Rashi on that Gemara number 12. The ain is some of malach el midrabanan. When it comes to malach and avodah from midrabanan, but chaylo shemoy da asiri be malach midai raisa. Rashi says the source of not doing malach and chol mid is from the Torah. Which drasha does Rashi quote? The one of Eschagamasis Tishmar. The one that talks about the first drasha that we mentioned in the Chagiga. Eschagamasis Tishmar, Shivas Yomim, Limina, Kolachag, Shuas. So this is an open, clear Gemara. Gemara says that not doing Malach on Chol HaMoed, Peis on Chol HaMoed is the Eirais. Learn from the Pasuk Eschagamasis Tishmar. Taisvis in Chagiga, it's a rather long Taisvis, I only photocopied a piece of it, a very long Taisvis in Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches, he quotes the Shita of Abeilu Tam, and he starts off like this, number 12, all the way on the left side, says Taisvis, L'chayre mashma de melacha de mitzirah bei midereis. Taisvis starts off assuming that melacha and chalamayit should be midereis. Why would you assume that? Because we had a half a omen in Mesechus Chagiga, where the Gemara quotes four or five sources that melacha is prohibited on chalamayit, and they're all learned from Pesachim. So normally when you see a Gemara that has a drasha from a pasuk, your initial thought should be Issa Dereis. Says Taisus, and then he quotes our Gemara that we just read in Ma'id Katan. V'chein v'perek beiz in Ma'id Katan, let me buy you Ovel Derabonon, afilu chosh Ma'id Dereis. V'chein pirish hasa b'kuntris, v'kash Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam, that can't be. Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion Malach and Chalamayit cannot be Midereis. Why? De'im kein, dover ha'ovud, v'kama Malach is de'shirin and hasam, heichem mystery. Fakteisa, how is there such a hetta called Dover Ovid? Everyone knows there's a hetta called Dover Ha'ovid. If you're going to lose a significant amount of money, it's Motor Chalamayit. What type of hetta is that? Am I allowed to work the first day of Pesach because of Dover Ovid? If this would be De'iraisa, there would be no such hetta called Dover Ovid. Loi Matsanu anywhere else, that's something which is awesome in De'iraisa, has such a hetta. Vichehechi Matsinu Isser De'iraisa Mikzasi, awesome Mikzasi Mutter. Says Taisa, where do you ever find such a thing? It's a wild idea. You only find it by Chalamayit. Says Taisa, because it must be Chalamayit, only Midrabbanan. And by Midrabbanan, we have Heimamru, Veheimamru. They made it up, and they made up the rules, so they can do that. But something which is Dairaisa, you don't find such a heter. That's one of his famous rites. For Oid, the Tramp Beregim of the Gil, the Mishnah Megillah says, Komakim Shein Yomtif, Yesh Musaf Karin Dal. Mishnah over there is discussing how many numbers of the Aliyahs, how many Aliyahs do we have at Aleni. So the Mishnah says the rules are following. Any day which is not a Yomtif, but it happens to have a carbon Musaf, that gets four. What's the example? Chalamayit and Rish Chaydish. Cholamoid is not called a yomtiv. What are you talking about? Cholamoid is in the same category as Rosh Chodesh. Al-Mulay Mitzer Melocha. It can't have real Isser Melocha. Midikamar De'en Yomtiv. It's not called a yomtiv. How can you not call... You're telling me now that Midirais, as far as the Torah is concerned, you're not allowed to work on Cholamoid. And that's not a yomtiv. That's what makes a yomtiv a yomtiv. Void. The Kalyulei Bahadri Rosh Chodesh. You lump it together with Rosh Chodesh. The Rabbanon. Rosh Chodesh is only Midirabbanon. So it's got to be, if you're putting Rish Chodesh in the same category as Cholamayit, Cholamayit's got to be Bidraban. Then he quotes a very gewaldic Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says, Kedamini Yushalmi, the time of Samakim Shenogu, Halla Nesia de Regidlan, the Lame Mavid, Avidita Beyesh, Rocha Menoguhu. Oh, Nesia de Yushalmi, that's what I want. The Yushalmi says in the second paragraph of Ma'id Kadin, Kul Klum Asu Be Melacha. Do you know why you're not allowed to do Melacha and Cholamayit? Kedei Sheyu Eichlin Vishoysin, Viyu Yigim Betayru. Do you know why? So you should be able to enjoy Cholamayit. If you'd go to work at Cholamayit, if you'd be allowed to do malacha, I don't mean a job, I mean work, whatever work means, it would take away from the whole geshmak of Cholamayit. This way, you're not allowed to go to work, you're not allowed to work, so what do? You stay home, you eat and drink, you're giyim b'tayra, you learn some tayra, and then you just enjoy the day. So says Taisus, that's why you're not allowed to do malacha and Cholamayit. You're not allowed to do malacha and Cholamayit because we have five psukim that say you're not allowed to do malacha and Cholamayit. What's this Yushami talking about? This whole thing is only midrabban. Okay? So Rabbeinu Tam Shita is Malach and Cholamayit is only midrabban. That is. So that's the kasha of many Rishonim ask. We quoted a Gemara Mavazes and Meyadas is referring to Cholamayit for a midrabbanan. Very strange. So you're going to have to learn Mavazes and Meyadas is the Yom Tov proper, not Cholamayit. Rashi and the Rivon learned it was referring to Cholamayit. You could learn the Gemara means Yom Tov proper.
Or there could be some restrictions with the Rice or the Gavit.
So that's going to see the famous sheet of the Ramban. The Ramban is the middle of the ground. We're going to see there's the Rice or the Rabban, and then the Ramban is in between, which can work the Gemara. The Rush, in number 14, in Ma'id Kot and Siman Alf, says the Rush. He says, Umiu, Mikolhani Rayas, I have all my Rayas, Mistavra, the Melechas Cholamayit le Mitzra Elamid Rabbanan. Says the Rush, I'm of the opinion, Melech and Cholamayit is only rabbinic. I've had the Ka'amah, come on, 1 second, the Rosh has to deal with this Gemara in Ma'id Katan. Taisvis L'chayr has to deal with this Gemara in Ma'id Katan. The Gemara says, Malacha is awesome, Midaraisa. Says the Rosh, it means Ke'enda Iraisa. It means not a real Dairaisa, but a higher level than the Dirabanan of Avel. Or the way other people like to say it is, it's a Dairaisa that has a smach from a pasuk, as opposed to Avel, which has no smach from the pasuk. That's the way the Rosh says it. But again, Deraisa doesn't mean Torah, it means higher level than Avelis. However, the Beis Yosef in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed, he quotes a whole list of Rishayim that Taka hold it is Deraisa. Who's that? Number 14, B'Kasa bin B'Shem Reb Eliezer Mimintz, which is the Yireim, the Cholamayit Asav HaMalacham Deraisa. V'Rabbeinu Kasa b'Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Vav, and the Torah writes, Dele Reb Alphas Melechas Cholamayit Himi Deraisa. The Torah writes that the Rif Shita is that Malach and Cholamayit is Deraisa, But v'sham echtev she'en yedei minayin lamad Rabbeinu Sharif savaze. But says the Beis Yosef, I'm going to write later on, I don't know where the Torah got this. But that's what the Torah writes. The Torah writes that the Rish Shita is that Malach and Cholamayit is Darais. Now that's important for us. Why? Because we know that the Shulchan Aruch often uses the Rif and the Rosh into his equation of Hadapaskin. So the Rosh we know he holds the Rabbanan. But the Torah says the Rif holds it's Darais. So keep that in mind as we go on.
So make a comparison with Rosh Chodesh, but Rosh Chodesh is not even a Havamina.
Yeah, 100%. That was Rabbeinu Tam's riot. That was Rabbeinu Tam's strong riot. So far have two camps in the Rishonim. We have the camp that it's the Raisa. We have the camp that's the Rabban. Comes along the Ramban.
Camp is like
the Raisa. Well, maybe that's how you're going to have to read the Gemara. But from a halachic standpoint, it's going to be rabbinic. Meaning the two camps from a halachic standpoint, is one is Mamish the Raisa, meaning doing Malach and Cholamoid would be the equivalent of doing Malach on the first day of Yom Tov. The other camp is, no, it's like only rabbinic. And now, says Ramban, there's a third camp. Yeah?
I don't understand how Taisus learns. According to Pashup Shah and the Gemara, in my cotton, it looks like it's definitely Dizim Lachim Yidurans, Malachim Seder.
Right.
He says so how can he fit his...
Because he has too many rayas that it can't be. He has all these other Gemaras. His big kasha is Dover Oven. Now, we're going to learn how you're going to answer up that kasha. The way the famous Ran, we spoke about this when we talked about wearing leather shoes. The answer is, it's Midaraisa, but it was given over to the Rabbana to structure the rules. That's going to be the answer. I mean, Avada Malach and Cholamayit is in Midaraisa. But for some strange reason, this rules were given over to Chazal to decide how they feel. Again, Hashem didn't let Chazal decide how to structure the first days of Pesach and the first days of Sukkot, but they allowed them to decide the middle days. So it's Midaraisa with Chazal's input. I guess that we'll call that the middle ground. It's Midaraisa with Chazal's input. That's how he gets around it. But in Echanami, the Gemara Ma'id Katan is very strange. The Ramban has, yeah.
So when it says it's Kaikamas with Tishmor, so there they learn the Ansar of Kolomar.
Right.
And is a Hekish to Sukkot, or is it different? Because you don't have that same limud by Sukkot, says Kaikasutos.
Right, I guess they'll have to tell you it's a limud, yeah, some form of a Memetzinu. And no difference, Cholamayit Pesach. I don't think so. I think there'll be a limud and a Gili HaKrov. That's a good point. You don't have any specific pasuk like that by Sukkot. I guess it's a Gili, yeah. I guess we're going to have to say. So the Lemukah Yosef and Moed Kot and quotes the Ramban. The Ramban is Gevaldik. Says the Ramban. The Ramban hit up Pshara. The Ramban makes a Pshara between the two extremes in the Rishonim. We're at number 15 on page 2. And the Ramban comes up with the following equation. He says, V'oma, Shekol Malacha She'ena L'tzarech HaMoed. If I do Malacha that has no need for Yom Tov, I build a house that is not necessary for living a cholamayit. I build a house just for because I'm bored. The einoy davar ha'avod, and it's bichlal not a davar ha'avod. It's not going to cost me any loss of money. That's asur min ha'tayr. That taka asur midrash. But v'shul etzarech hamayit, and if I'm doing something which is necessary for yom tiv, that's muteris. That would be muter. Beim melechas uman, beim melechas hedyet. Any type of melach. As long as it's tzarech hamayit, I take my shoes into the tailor. I take my shoes into the shoemaker to fix to put on heels, so I can have what to wear in Yom Tov. That's mutter midoraisa, even though it was done by a professional. Af b'she'en a tzarech davar, it's not a davar avid. V'chein kol shu davar avid muteris. Af b'she'en a davar hamoed. V'af gav this b'tirchis v'as v'chachamim midvrayim asu k'tzas malachas elu. Then the rabbanon got involved and said, you know what? Even those types of things, we're going to restrict. So according to the Ramban, it comes up like this. If I do something which has nothing to do with Yom Tov and has nothing to do with loss of money, that's taka asa midaraisa. But if I do something which is Yom Tov based, that's taka mutter midaraisa. But the Rabbanan came down and things like that as well. That's how the Ramban's middle ground works.
What if I have a hobby? I like to build cocktail wooden tables.
Right. So according
to... That's how I get enjoyment.
So we're going to have to talk more about that. What would that be also under what category? Of malacha, would that be called the tzarech hamayid, or would that be a third category which we haven't yet discussed, called tircha? For example, you're not allowed to move. A person can't move on cholamayid. I don't know how many people it's negated to, but you want to move. You know, you're off from work, your wife's off from work, let's move on cholamayid. First, halacha shochar, you're not allowed to do so. Shmuel Vazir goes even so far to say is, you're not allowed to put away your Pesach dishes. Let's say you're home for the first days, then the second days you're going to your kids, you're going to a hotel, so you think, let's put away the Pesach dishes, why not? Says Shmuel Vazir, you're not allowed to, because that's called tircha. You now do a strenuous activity on Cholamayit. Now, that gets very, very blurred. What's considered strenuous? Am I allowed to work out on Cholamayit?
No, you
must
go to the gym.
You go to the gym? Go work out? Okay, so these are all the things we need to discuss when we get into it. This is a very, very basic intro.
You've got to lose the weight.
Yeah, that might be Lutzar Chamayit, right. But we'll see. But even moving Lutzar Chamayit might be, but we'll have to get into it. Okay, so we have the Ramban Shita. Let's see the Torah. The Torah number 16 says the Torah. Cholamayit Shehein. Hayamim shebein rishon shel Pesach l'shvi'i, hu shebein rishon shel Chag l'shmini. Okay, I guess he's speaking out, if you didn't know what Chol HaMoed was, it's the in-between days, or the days the kids make parents take them on trips. We'll talk about that also tonight, where Chol HaMoed trips work their way into halacha. Right? Yeah. Definitely. That's a tichis. And it's the opposite of a davar ha'avod.
Right?
It's a chasar and kiss. Okay, we'll get to that also hopefully tonight. It's on source number 49, so I don't know how we're going to do. But says the Torah, mutarim b'chol malachim in ha'tayra. You could do anything with deraisa. Chazal asked, so the Torah is clear. He's of the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that Malachim Chol HaMoed is only rabbinic. He writes, even though there's many psukim, they're only a smachta aval ikron. But the real idea of Malachim Chol HaMoed ain't a element of Rabbanan. The whole thing is only rabbinic. Okay, so writes the Torah. Says the Rambam. Chol HaMoed, number 17. Av b'shulay nemer by Shabbason, even though it never says explicitly the word Shabbason, which means to rest from malacha, hayu v'nikra mikroi kodesh, but it is called mikroi kodesh, it's called a holy day. Farei huzman hachagiga b'mikdosh, it was the day they brought a carbon in the Beis HaMikdosh. Aser b'asiyas malacha. Why, Dr. Rambam? Kidei shulayia kishar yimei hachol she'ein b'em kudush hachol. So Dr. Rambam, you know why you're not allowed to do malacha? Interesting lomnus of the Rambam. To show that it's not a regular day. This is how you show it's not a regular day. It's not a regular Tuesday. Okay, now.
Did davening won't show that?
That's not enough. Now, this is what was the ironic part. And going to Six Flags shows that. That's always why I have this grappling problem I deal with every year. Yeah. My wife doesn't go to work on Chol HaMoed, yet we go on trips. Like, try explaining that to your non-religious people. I'm not allowed to work on Chol HaMoed, but I'm allowed to go on a trip. And that doesn't belittle the chashivas of the day. It needs explanation. I'm not belittling the question.
But then it's not Kishar Yimei Achol.
It's not
nobody goes to 6:00.
Right, but again, I don't know how that reflects the idea that it's special because there's a carbon brought, right? Like Yushalmi said, you're supposed to learn and you're supposed to eat and do that. I hear. If you spend the whole Chol HaMoed day just sitting at home and relaxing and spending time with your family and learning and eating, I hear that's. But here, like, you tell your boss, I can't come to work today, but what are you doing today? I'm going on a trip. Again, you call it family time and you'll be able to justify it, but like, it does need a little bit of a deeper explanation from a halachic standpoint how this is the way we should spend their day.
Right. Part of it is simple as a chag. You're enjoying the yom.
Right, so here's the argument people say is, but if I enjoy going to work more than I do going on the trip,
everybody does.
Right? No, but I'm being very serious. How do we answer that? Right? If this is called Simchas HaChag, for some people, I know there are people that go to work. I ask someone, why do you work? Because I don't know what else to do. It's just their routine. So, you know, I perhaps would look into changing your lifestyle if that's your answer, but whatever it is. But that is that a reason? We'll have to talk about it. Again, Belina, we'll get into all this. But I'm just showing you the Rishonim. The Rambam's definition of Chol HaMoed is it shouldn't be like a regular day. Now, it's Dr. Rambam, Va'oisibo Malacha, Asur, if you do something which is not allowed on Chol HaMoed, Makin Osir Makas Mardis. You get Malkas Mardis. So that's always the dead giveaway in the Rambam. Makas Mardis is always rabbinic. Rabnesha Surah. Because it's only us and Midrabban. And then the Rambam lets you know, not everything is not allowed. Chol HaMoed is not exactly like the first days. Not everything is not allowed. So the Rambam Shita is of the camp that Malacha on Chol HaMoed is only rabbinic. Then we have the Beis Yosef. Now the Beis Yosef picks sides, says the Beis Yosef, after the Beis Yosef quotes all the Rishonim who waited on this question, if you want to look for more sources, you can see the Ritva in Moed Katan. The Ritva in Moed Katan, is it Moed Katan or is it Chagiga Tafit Chas? I forget already. He also goes through a whole list of Rishonim. Concludes the Beis Yosef. Well, the news Daiti Nira. This is going to be very important because we're going to try to figure out what the Mechaber meant in Shulchan Aruch. So if you want to know what the Mechaber meant in Shulchan Aruch, a dead giveaway is, figure out what he wrote in Beis Yosef. It's the same person. So if you figure out what the Beis Yosef wrote, what the Shulchan Aruch wrote in Beis Yosef, it will help you understand what the Shulchan Aruch wrote in his Sefer Shulchan Aruch. Says the Beis Yosef, and
is
that, yeah?
Is it really, the person who said you raise it, they don't really mean in that sense, because we find like by Shabbos or Yom Tov, other than at least the Suffolk of Pekuach Nefesh, they're never
in Matar. So that's what we're going to see in a second. That's the answer is because it was Masrin Lechachamim. It's Da'iraisa, but given over to the Rabbanan to decide how the structure of it's going to look. So that's what the Beis Yosef is going to tell us.
That's unique.
This and one other place is by the Chamisha Inuyim on Yom Kippur, which we spoke about when we did the share this year, actually, about there's a big machloikis we're showing him. Are the other Inuyim starts for eating and drinking only Da'iraisa or the Rabbanan? So many Rishonim have a kash. They say, how could it be deraisa? There's too many leniencies. A lady within 30 days of having a baby is allowed to wear leather shoes. What type of game is that if it's an issa deraisa? So the Ran says, no, it was the Nisa Deraisa given over to Chazal to figure out the rules. So there's two places that I'm aware of. One is Chol HaMoed, and one is the Chamish Shinuyim. Says the Beis Yosef, or the Nisdait Yinira. The Issa Melacha B'Chol HaMoed, Devar Torah. Says the Beis Yosef, I'm passing the Beis Yosef Cairo. Melacha B'Chol HaMoed is the Nisa Deraisa. Kedemash B'Sugin Shev Perek in Darshan. Like the Gemara says in the Chagiga, all the Psukim. Ela Shah Torah Masra L'Chachamim, Sheyasu HaMelacha Shinir Lehem. But Chazal were given the power from Hashem to make the laws. Aser as they see fit, and Matar as they see fit. Uke'en, just like Mashikasa V'Ram, Bereish Yuma, like the Ran writes in Yuma, Gabi Inui, Dei Mekipurim. The Ran's sheet is that all the other Inuyim are Asa Deraisa. I, the Rishayim Adakash, Akad, the Biasim Deraisa. They all of them have leniencies, says the Ran, this answer, that they're really Asa Deraisa, but the Chazal had the power, were given the power to structure the rules. Okay?
What is the Ran on those saucers every time you're over the opponent? Goes over derises. Does that mean he's clearly arguing on the
base faith? No. Why does he have to be arguing?
Because according to him, every time you're over the opponent, you're actually over a derisive of los osos.
Right, but the purpose of this. Yeah, but the Rambam over here was just trying to tell you that the Issa Melacha is only Midrabanan. Fine. So he's not getting involved in what happens with Lais Osir. Right? After every Rambam when he talks about Medivis Seif, you have to figure that out.
Right.
Beis Yosef's point is that he thinks the Melacha Chol HaMoed is Taka Osir Midrabanan. It's from the Psukim. Okay. So how do we paskin? Halacha l'maisa. What do I do if I have a suffix? Let's say, I don't know, am I allowed to do this melacha l'chol ma'isa? So I ask myself, if this doing this melacha might be nisa deraisa. So Shulchan Aruch writes in number 19, Chol ha'moed aser b'miktsas melachos u'muta b'miktsasen. You can't get a more vague terminology than that. This is the Shulchan Aruch's opening line to Halachas Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, some things are not allowed and some things are allowed. What does that mean? What does that do for me? Says the Ramah, the Hagah, the Fitzarech Ha'inyin, Shayinira lechachamim lahatir. Says Chazal, says Ramah, Chazal did it the way they saw fit. Okay, where does this leave me now? So the Magen Avraham writes in number 20. Mashma, he's going on the Ramah. What did the Ramah say? The Ramah wrote, Lefitzarech ha'inyin shayinira lechachamim lahatir. Those things that Chazal felt were necessary were mutter. Says the Magen Avraham, Mashma desvir lei, shemalechas chalamoy deraisa. He thinks no. That the Ramah really holds Malach and Chol HaMoed is really Asim Midaraisa. But you have a kasha, if Chol HaMoed, Malach is Deraisa, how are all these things mutter? The answer is that Torah was given over to Chazal to decide. Ava HaBach, Echriya Karamban, but the Bach passage is like that middle sheet of the Ramban, that holds that what? That anything that's Lutzarech HaMoed would be not Asim Midaraisa. Anything that's not Tzarech HaMoed would be Asim Midaraisa. So if Machoikas Achrayinim, the Magen Avraham thinks the Ramah holds Malach and Chol HaMoed is also Midaraisa, while the Bach thinks we paskin like the Ramban. Says the Vilna Gaon, Umashma desvir lei kiman dom lechus Chol HaMoed deraisa aser. The Vilna Gaon also thinks that the Ramah holds us Ashkenazim called like the Ramah. The Ramah holds Malach and Chol HaMoed is also Midaraisa. The loike toisis virash virambam. Why? The imloike in havelei lemeimer shechachamim asru. He says, look at the lashon of the Ramah. He doesn't say shechachamim asru. He writes the fitzarich inyan shayinir lachachamim lahater. The chachamim meaning everything is asur except for the things that Chazal mattered. Why didn't he just say better that Chazal decided what's asur and what's mut? The answer is because no, this is really midaraisa. It's just Chazal had the power to build in limits. So the Vilna Gaon thinks it's asur midaraisa.
Isn't that virtually what Rambam was saying though? It's just a different emphasis, but the same distinction.
Well, they all mentioned it because the Gemara mentioned it. The question is, what's your starting point?
Right.
Is your starting point that the Torah asked it and then gave it over to the Rabbanan? Or the answer is the Torah never really got involved, but Chazal have to figure out what's asr and what's mutter. Now, there's a very long Ber Halacha, which I only photocopied a small part of it, where the Ber Halacha does something very interesting. Like, when we talk about Rishonim, as we think about the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, the Beis Yosef, the Ber Halacha digs up a whole list of Rishonim that are all weighing on this question. Is Malach and Chol HaMoed deraisa, or is it midrabban? And the Ber Halacha found Rishonim that no one else had. He mamish dug up Rishonim, and he found even Goinim, and he found a whole list of people. He writes like this: Hayyitzim midrabanu, number 22, Sharif v'Hashiltis v'Ha'eshkol v'Ritzgeis v'Rashi v'Rashbam v'Belozim v'Mintz b'Shem Rabbeisa v'Hashibolei Leket Kulu Svilu d'Malach v'Chol HaMoed Asim midrabanu. Whole list of Rishonim. Then he writes, then he quotes the sheet of the Ramban, which is the way the Bach paskins. Then he writes, based on all these people that I just quoted, kishi is damin is a suffix melachas chol ma'id. Whenever you'll be presented with a suffix of melacha, tzarech lahachmir. So a suffix b'shal teira. And then he goes through a whole list of things over here. Then he writes that even though many people are mekel, that's only midrabanon, efshir shalei roh kol hani rishayim shevesi. That's because they didn't see all the rishayim that I brought. This is Rabbi Avadia plays this card all the time. That if everyone would have seen all the Jerushalayim that I found, they'd all switch their tune. Says Rabbi Aloch, I think that no one did as much research as I did. If they would have seen all the Jerushalayim that I found, they'd all switch over to my team and believe that Malach and Cholmer is there, right? So, Vakoponim concludes the Rabbi Aloch, Ein lemayr lehocha kiyem etzarchadot. Don't be so quick to be mekel. Because I'm pretty convinced, says the Rabbi Aloch. Mr. Bruce says, I'm pretty convinced Malach and Cholmer is in this, right?
According to this, Cholmoid should pretty much look like Yatav.
Yes, so we're going to have to see. So why are you allowed to drive?
Well, wait.
So that I was waiting to talk about that. This might work its way back into... So the Tartamima, in his commentary to Chumash, makes this comparison. He says that if you hold that Malach and Cholmoid is awesome with the Raisa, and that's how you learn the Gemara, why Tefillin is an ice, then you can't wear Tefillin. If you hold that Tefillin... The Gemara says that Yom Tov is an ice. What's the ice? The ice is Issa Malach. So if you hold Cholomoyt carries an Issa Malach on a Deraisa level, then you don't wait till on Cholomoyt. They go hand in hand. So someone told me this week, a Chiddush, that this guy decided that since he goes to work on Cholomoyt, he wears tefillin. No sheiches. Those two things that I really know. You can go to work on Cholomoyt because it's a davar ha'avad. That has no bearing on whether or not you should wear tefillin. The fact that you're allowed to go to work doesn't mean that Malacha can't be awesome at Deraisa. Malacha is awesome at Deraisa, but you have a heter built in by Chazal through the Torah. But wearing tefillin on Cholomoyd is connected to the Malacha Deraisa. He writes, that's the Rashba Shita. The Rashba held that Malacha Cholomoyd is Nisa Deraisa, and the Rashba held not to wear tefillin on Cholomoyd. Those two things have to go together. That makes sense. But you're going to work has absolutely, in my opinion, no bearing on whether or not you should wear tefillin or not. I don't really understand that connection.
Since when is Sarah God okay by Deraisa?
No, he's saying, but because it is at least the Machalikis Rishayim. There are Rishayim that hold it's only Asa Midrabban. But because he thinks it's a valid, he thinks the side of the Deraisa is stronger, so be very careful. You know, people
is
are.
Davarov considered Tarakalim?
Yeah, Davarov is one of those attain. But he means don't be so quick to just be like, oh, it's only Darabon, and be careful. Mr. Brewer writes again in number 23, this is in Mishnah Brewer, not Be'er Halach. He writes.
There's no distinction between all of the Shitas as to what you were allowed to do or not allowed to do. The only question is what that which is not allowed.
That's correct. That's correct. Right.
They all hold Davarov.
That's correct. Right, exactly. So let's, for example, let's pick something random and say that you're not allowed to do it. Let's, for example, you're not allowed to get your shoes fixed by a professional. Let's hold that's something you're not allowed to do. So if I go on Cholomoyd and get my shoes fixed by a professional, what did I violate? Either Nisa Deraisa or Nisa Derabban. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Uma'oid yesh li zor shleil ha'okl yoyisim ha'ashad yucham. Don't be more mekel than Chazal, which I think most of us are guilty of because we don't know what Chazal we're really mekel with. If you don't really know all of Hilchas Cholomoyd, by definition, you're going to be more mekel because, as we mentioned earlier, people just treat it like a regular day. Damru Chazal, says Mr. Berurah, Hamavazes Mayados. He quotes Rashi in Rivam, Kiilu Oivir Avay Dezar. Okay. Says Reb Shmuel Vosner, Gevaldik Chiddush. Says Reb Shmuel Vosner, why is this whole last 20 sources that we saw relevant Halacha Maisa? As we mentioned earlier, we keep the Rabbanans also. So the Be'er Halach said it's negay in the case of a Suffolk. Says Reb Shmuel Vosner, I have another nafkamina. If you went out and violated an Isra Malach and Cholomoyd, are you allowed to get benefit from it? So he writes in number 24, Ulufize Yesh Lifshoit Gam Sveikoi. I can answer your question. Someone sent him the following shayla. Let's say I got those shoes done on Cholomoyd, and I was not allowed to. Am I allowed to wear them? Says Reb Shmuel Vosner, I can answer that question. Bim Ovev Asa Maisa Cholomoyd Delchayra Toile Beim Malachas Cholomoyd Deraisa. If you hold the Isra on Cholomoyd is Deraisa, Azvade Daimil Yomtiv Kanal. Then it's like Yomtiv. You're not allowed to derive pleasure. Again, depends if you were mazid or a shaygig. I'd like to think of most of us are shaygigs. We don't go out of our way to do malach. We just don't know anything. Maybe we're held accountable for not learning the halachas, but none of us are mazid. But let's say you have a guy who's a mazid. He learned all of Shulchan Aruch. He says, I don't care. I think shoes are not also. So he's a mazid. So he'd be like a guy who violates Yom Tov.
Once you're talking about, let's say, like shoes, using that as an example, and you're talking about ma'isuman, does it make a difference whether you get, let's say, heels and soles where you need a ma'isuman versus getting taps and polish? There's something that you can do yourself.
So that's what we're gonna have to spend a whole another week discussing what constitutes a ma'isa uman versus a ma'isa hedget.
Right.
This is very negay.
You can do it yourself.
So polishing many places can hold a stak of mutter. Let's say, for example, the big tumble that people talk about is mechanical work on your car. Right. Is that ma'isa hedget or ma'isa uman? So that we'll see. There's a big chiddush from Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Belsky held that way also, that he held a lot of mechanical work is really not ma'isa uman. It's really ma'isa hedget. which is a pella, because I think most people don't know anything about cars, wouldn't know how to do anything with a car.
Yeah, maybe 40 years ago.
When right, exactly. Forward, yeah. Now, let's say, for example, I had a Shiloh this year. My son, his glasses broke. So he had the one piece was needed to be fixed. Is that a Maisa Uman or a Maisa Hejit? So you technically, if I had those little, you could buy them in the drugstores, right? Those little screwdrivers, you could do it. But Maisa, is that a Maisa Hejit? That's a Tzarech HaMoed, right? He needs it to see. But again, as we're going to learn, not everything that's Tzarech HaYomtiv is automatically Mutter. So the question is, you have to figure what's a Maisa Hejit, what's a Maisa Uman. So the assumption is putting something like a heel is considered a Maisa Uman. Taps? Polish is definitely not a mice. That's not a taps. I don't know. It's probably also probably we're gonna have to go. It's gonna also come up a very negative. Let's say, for example, in a lot of house related things, you want to fix things in the house. Say plumbing related challenges. We're gonna have to talk.
All the time we tell
exactly.
I call my rug, but he said it's mutter.
Right.
Right.
We're gonna have these childs or anyone who does. We're gonna talk about this. You know, anytime you do these types of handiwork, you have to ask yourself: is this a ma'isu hejit or is it a ma'isu uman? You know, snaking out a toilet. Is that a ma'isu? Any Joe Schmo can do it. Yeah, if any Joe Schmo knows, perhaps, maybe, I don't know. Or that's a ma'isu uman.
Yeah,
but again, not everything L'tzarech HaMoed is automatically mutter. That's rule number one. That's, I guess, common mistake number one everyone makes. It's L'tzarech HaMoed, everything is mutter. Not so. It has to only be a Maisa Hejit. So we got to figure out what's a Maisa Hejit. So the guy, obviously, if the guy has no electricity, so you have to bring an electrician. So talk about, oh, Tzarech HaMoed. Okay, maybe you have to, you know, we'll have to get to that when we get there. But let's say, for example, you did something which you weren't allowed to do, right? Someone called me this year. I got some interesting Chol HaMoed shots. He wants to know, he allowed to hang a picture in his house of Chol HaMoed. What could be wrong with hanging a picture, right?
Back then, you have 360 days.
All right, let's hang a picture. So right away, the first answer, Tzarech HaMoed. I'm beautifying my house. Okay, great, it's sukkah, so you should probably beautify the sukkah, but okay, whatever. So it's takam achloik is achrein between Rav Moshe and Rabbi Yaakov. If you're allowed to hang a picture, what's wrong with hanging a picture? Well, what malach can you possibly do?
It should be terpi, Sarah, unless you're a real
flop. Right, what malach is it?
Binyan.
It might be binyan, right? Am I allowed to hang a picture on Yom Tov? No.
No.
No one in a million years would call up a Rav, can I hang a picture? Teres says, Chalamari is not Yom Tov, right? Well, maybe it is. These are the things we have to talk about. We can even see a bigger case. Are you allowed to carry on the Chalamari? Of course, everyone does it, right? Not everyone does it. The Chazanish did not carry. He treated it like Yom Tov. He would not carry on Chol HaMoed unless it was Latzarech. That's wild, right? Can you water your grass on Chol HaMoed? No. Not allowed. Well, getting ahead of ourselves. But these are some of the things that, like, I'm not saying everyone holds to that, but these are some extreme examples. So Shmuel Vazner writes, oh wow, we got to only half of the sources. Okay. Shmuel Vazner writes in number 24. Yeah, it's going to be a while, guys. You know, don't go anywhere. Stick around. So Shmuel Vazner writes, he thinks it's taller in this shayla. If you hold malacha and chol hamoed is nisidaraisa, you would not be allowed to derive pleasure if you did a malacha b'mezid. But if it's only midrabanan, you would be allowed to derive pleasure. And he writes, since the ber halacha is not so convinced that it's derabanan, he's pretty convinced it's deraisa. Passing the Shmuel Vazner, you would not be allowed to. And after Shmuel Shabbos Kolchaser writes there, Ibn Uwarth writes number 25. Ha'isa malacha b'chol hamoed v'hi ma'isa uman. If it's a ma'isa uman, gam im oisa l'tzarech hamoed. Even if it was done l'tzarech hamoed. If was done for not necessary for Yom Tov, it's like the same thing you did on Malach on Shabbos. You could. You can never derive pleasure from it. Also forever. Can't use it ever. Ever. Do we pass like this? Again, most of the times we're a shagig. I'd like to believe most of the times we're a shagig. Do we pass like this? So if you look at number 26, I'm not going through all of it inside, but in the Sefer Chol HaMoed Kehilchasai, he tainus no. And he has a raya to something we actually learned right before Rosh Hashanah. We learned right before Rosh Hashanah that let's say you accidentally light a fire on Yom Tov. We learned that you're not allowed to do that. Let's say you strike a match. So Mr. Brewer passes, you're allowed to derive pleasure from that. Why? You shouldn't be allowed to derive pleasure. You did it be a sir. So he says, no, you don't say that by Yom Tov. So he said, if you don't say by Yom Tov, definitely not going to say by Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is a notch lower. So it is a big machloekes achreinim if we say it by Chol HaMoed or not. Okay. We'll leave it at Belineder. Next week, we'll start to talk about, okay, what can't I do on Chol HaMoed? So we'll start to talk about, is it mamish like Shabbos and Yom Tov? I'm not allowed to turn on lights? Or I'm only allowed to turn on lights at Tzarech HaMoed? I say, you know, am I allowed to just take a joyride? I don't need to, you know, I'll drive just because, why not? Is there an other isurim besides? Is it like Yom Tov Mamish and L'tzarech HaMoed is mutter or not? We'll see. That's a very interesting machlokes achreinim. No, it's a shaila of what exactly is the isur malacha. And then Belineder will talk next week as well about eating meat and yain over Chol HaMoed and dress kohen cholamayim in the Beli Neder. We'll talk about that as well, and that will lead us into the topic of what exactly is the Yisoid Issa Malacha. Then we'll get into more detailed examples and situations of what exactly is not allowed.